This chazar is zechinish b'chichas v'shagam v'am Yehuda m'seches b'shagam daf ayin aleph. Frekli gemara b'yetiv is, how could Rabbi Elazar say that one can only fulfill his obligation of the shalmei simcha with a carbon shechter on Yom Tov? A brisa clearly says that you can fulfill your obligation with a chagiga shechter on Erev Pesach. So as more answers, Rav Yehuda Rabban said, the brisa is discussing whether the animal designated as a chagiga of Erev Pesach was not shechted until Yom Tov. Rav Ashi says it has to be the case, because we said earlier in that this brisa follows Ben Taman. According to Ben Taman, the chagiga can only be eaten for a day and a night. Therefore, if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, it couldn't be eaten on Yom Tov. And can't even be thought to be used for the Shalmei Simcha. It must be Taka Shechter on Yom Tov. Rava asked, the Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Simcha applies to all 8 days of Sukkot. Shalmei Simcha cannot be brought on Shabbos, which means that when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, if we say that the carbon may not be brought before Yom Tov, we can only have 7 days of Simcha, because the carbon can't be brought until the second day of Yom Tov. It must be that the carbon can be brought on the day before Yom Tov, which makes its meat available for the first day of Yom Tov, even when it falls on Shabbos, and that's how you can get 8 days of Simcha. According to the Brei Yehuda said, you can perform the mitzvah of Simcha with the meat of Karbonis of Yom Tov that do override Shabbos that year and Echanami. The first day will have to use the meat from another carbon, not from the Shalmei Simcha. Rava asks, first, the meat of these Karbonis can't be cooked until after Shabbos, and they would have to be eaten raw if they're going to be eaten on Shabbos, and you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha by eating raw meat. Second, only the Kohanim eat the meat of the Karbonis. So how would a non-Kohen fulfill his obligation? Our Papa said, you can fulfill the Simcha obligation by wearing clean clothing and drinking aged wine. This can be done for all 8 days of Sukkot every single year. Talking about Rava, and said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, one can fulfill the Simcha obligation with a carbon that was shechted on Erev Yom Tov. As always, Dr. Rava in the name of Rabbi Elazar. For Akamar Bryce says that the pasuk of Yisach Sameach comes to include the last night of Yom Tov as part of the Simcha obligation. Presumably, the reason the Bryce says it comes to include the last night instead of the first night is because you can't shecht the carbon for the Simcha obligation until the morning of the first day of Yom Tov, which is after the first night. So you see, it has to be shechted on Yom Tov. Mar says the Bryce says the last night is included because it comes after many other nights of Simcha. So we rather include that rather than the first night of Simcha, which has no days of Simcha before it, and that's why we choose to include the last night rather than the first night, but not to prove from over there that the carbon has to be shechted on Yom Tov. Zok the Gemara of Kahana said the Pesukim teach us that if the parts of the Chagiga of the 15th, meaning the Chagiga that's brought on Yom Tov, that those the parts of the Chagiga that are supposed to go on the Mizbeach, if they're left off the Mizbeach overnight, it becomes possible. The pasuk says V'layolim Chelev Chagi Ad Boker, and the pasuk afterwards says Reishis. First, this teaches that the Chelev can't be left over even until the first morning after the Shechita. Rav Yosef asked, even without the word Reishis, we would not have thought that the morning in the Pasuk means the second morning after the Shechita, because even the meat of the carbon becomes usher to eat by the second night. So there's no way we could have thought that the Chelev would be mutter until the morning after that second night. Abaye said, we find that Rabbi Elazar and Azariah says, the Pesach may only be eaten until Chatzos, and yet the Chelev doesn't become possible until the morning. So we find the same concept may apply over here, that the Chelev maybe would be mutter even beyond this Zman Achila. Rava explained that Rav Yosef was asking as follows. Bryce says that when the pasuk says lo yolin min habasar, and it says by yom harishon la boiker, it teaches that the chagiga meat may not be left over until the second morning. The only reason the Bryce says it refers to the second morning is because the pasuk says by yom harishon la boiker. However, boiker by itself would have meant the first morning, even though there's no word reishon along with it. That's what he was asking. Zok the Mishnah, someone who unintentionally shechts the carbon Pesach shaloi lishma on Erev Pesach that falls on a Shabbos, he'd be chayiv a chatas for doing so. One who unintentionally shechts another carbon for the sake of a Pesach on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so if the animal is not fit to be used as a Pesach, he's chayiv a chatas. If it is fit to be used as a Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer says he's still chayiv a chatas. Rabbi Shua says he's potter because he holds that someone who makes a mistake regarding a mitzvah but accomplishes some mitzvah is potter from a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer said, if someone's chayiv for bringing a chatas not for its own sake, when if brought for its own sake, it's mutter, then one should surely be chayiv for bringing any carbon brought not for its own sake, since even if it's brought for its own sake, he'd be chayiv. Rabbi Shua said, it's not a good comparison because the Pesach is being brought for the sake of something which is also to bring on Shabbos, and the other carbons are being brought for the sake of something that is mutter to be brought on Shabbos. That's the difference. Rabbi Eliezer said, this is not right, because one may bring carbonas sibir on Shabbos, and yet if one brings other carbonas for the sake of the carbonas sibir, he's chayiv. Rabbi Shua responded, that's because there are a limited number of carbonas sibir that may be brought on Shabbos. However, the number of psachim that may be brought on Shabbos is unlimited, and therefore another carbon brought for its sake will be potter. Rabbi Meir says, one who shechts another carbon on Shabbos for the sake of a carbon sibir will actually be potter. Zok the Mishnah, someone who shechts the Pesach on Shabbos for the sake of people who are unable to physically eat it, or for the sake of people who are not part of the ownership group, or for the sake of people without a bris, or for the sake of people who are tummy, he's chayim. If he shechts it for the sake of people who could eat it and people who can't eat it, or people part of the group and people who are not part of the group, or people with a bris and people without a bris, or people who are tummy and people who are tar, then he would be potter. Zok the Mishnah, someone who shechts the Pesach on Shabbos and realizes it has a mum on the outside, something maybe he should have seen, so he's chayim. If he shechts it and finds it to be a trefa internally, then he'll be potter. Sagt der Mishnah, one who shechts the Pesach on Shabbos and then finds out that the owners had withdrawn from their ownership, or that the owners had died, or that they became tamei before the shechita, he's potter, because at the time of the shechita he was still, he didn't know, and he was therefore he was permitted to go ahead with the shechita.